our personality is covered by five sheets, five layered personality, Annamaya Kosha, physical body, gross body. Inside that one is called as energy body. Next one is the mind body. The fourth one is called as memory body. The other one, last one is innermost is bliss body. The five layers, our body, outer body, gross body is sustained by the energy body. Energy body, energy sheet not only protects the outer body, nourishes the mind, nourishes the soul. The key to our personality is the energy body. When the energy body finishes, body collapses. Game of the life is over. The energy body is also called as Pranamaya Kosha. We are existing because of the energy body. What gives the energy? It is a yoga. Yoga talks about various dimensions of protecting the energy body, preserving the energy body, and making the energy body to go up so that your body is well protected, mind is well protected, soul is well protected, your memory is well protected. In the Prashnopanishad, to extol the importance of the Pranamaya Kosha, energy body, it says that this energy body is protecting us like a mother protecting a small baby. The energy body is protecting the body. If I am healthy, it is because of the energy body. If I am thinking positive, it is because of the energy body. If I am sleeping well, it's because of the energy body. Key to overall health lies in the energy body. That is why pranasyedam vashe sarvam tridive sarvam pratishtitam mateva putran rakshastva shrischa prajnyascha videhinah. This energy body, now it is there within the body. That energy body is there everywhere in the cosmos. We did the asana against the tree. Why against the tree? Tree also has energy. We are connecting with the another energy. Our sadhana increases. We are drawing the energy from the trees. We are passing the positive energy to the tree. A tree, and this energy body, you can talk to the plants also. If you go to the plant, and if you have a tulsi plant, every day you start talking to that one. You are so good, so beautiful, and so fragrant. I like you a lot. You talk to that one, see how that tulsi plant flourishes. On the other token, if you go to the tree or plant, I hate you, I despise you, you are occupying the space, you are a waste. And if you start criticizing, tree withers out, plants withers out. This energy, our transaction in the world is based on the energy level. Energy level, along in the body, though prana, energy is there everywhere, prana is everywhere, its headquarter lies along the Sushumna Nadi. Along the Sushumna Nadi, the energy body's headquarter is there. Energy from the Sushumna Nadi, the powerhouse. Our powerhouse is along the of the energy bodies in the Sushumna Nadi. The powerhouse along the Sushumna Nadi dispenses the energy to various parts of the body through the storehouse along the spinal column. That storehouse is called as chakra. Chakra is called as a storehouse. Energy body, powerhouse. Each powerhouse has the ability to dispense certain amount of energy, certain type of energy. All chakras cannot release the, is not able to release the same type of energy. Each chakra dispenses different type of energy. Different type of energy, the chakras along the chakras are akin to the roundabouts. Roundabouts when you are entering in the traffic roundabout, it opens up into various bylanes. It gives the exit options. Our chakras also are like that. Each chakra, the traveling along the chakra, each chakra opens up, throws options in front of you. Where do you want to exit? Do you want to exit here? Do you want to exit here? Do you want to exit here? It is pulling us. Where do you want to go? In my outside journey, I can turn on my GPS and I can navigate. Navigate, GPS is guiding. But inner journey, there is no GPS. I am a soul traveler. How can I travel? So many options the chakras are throwing up. How to travel? It says you need a proper guide in your life. Who has traveled through this path? Who is familiar with this path? You have to have a guide who can guide you through. No, not that exit. This exit, somebody must be able to guide the guide so that we won't take the wrong exit in our life. One wrong exit in our life can prove to be a detrimental for the whole life. We have to travel through and take the right course without taking wrong exit. Wrong exit, and so that we can travel further in our life, and as we travel further, personality blossoms. Personality blossoms. In Shvetashvatara Upanishad talks about the signs of people who have taken wrong exit in their life in the name of sadhana, and the signs of ones who has not taken any wrong exit. He said, or she is traveling on the right course. It is talking about Prithivi, Up, Teja, Anila, Samplute, Panchatmane, Yoga, Guna, Pravrti, Natasya, Rogo, Na, Jarana, Mrityu, Yoga, Agni, Ayam, Shariram. And then Lagutvam, Arogyam, Aloluptvam, Varna Prasadam, Sauraswastam, Yoga Pravrtim Prathamam Vadanti. It is talking about ones who have not taken wrong exit. Yoga Guna Pravrtim, that person becomes an embodiment of all virtues mentioned in the what yoga practitioner can aspire. Panchatma came, all five elements, gross elements are in balance. Earth element, water element, fire element, air element, ether elements are balanced. Samplute, Panchatmake, Yoga Guna, Pravrte. All qualities of yoga take repose in that person. For that person, no roga, no disease. People, they say, I am sick. Every alternate weeks, people say, sorry sir, I am sick. And why it is saying that you have taken a wrong exit? You embarked on the sadhana and you did not follow the guidance and took a wrong exit. Because of that one, falling sick often. Physically no no strength, mentally no motivation, memory is very weak, I can't remember anything. And inside no happiness. It is talking about one who has not taken any wrong exit. Na tasya rogo, na jara. No sign of old age. Vibrant, so much energetic. Na tasya roga, na jara, na mrityu. Mrityu means fear. Full of fear, anxiety. Anxiety, no untimely death. No bubbling with energy. Na mrityu yoga agni ayam shariram. When the person is coursing through that through the energy body, that person is traveling with exuberance and lagutvam. That person feels very light in the light, feel the lightness physically, mentally. Lagutvam arogyam, very healthy. Arogyam lagutvam arogyam aloluptvam, not a greedy person. Another sign of why we fall sick: we are so greedy. We want everything for myself. We want everything for ourselves. Whatever is there, I want to grab it. I want to grab it. Yoga pravritti is very generous. Generous, when you become, I talked about dana, when you start giving, health dawns in you. Why I am falling sick? I am so greedy in my life. Aloluptvam, when I start practicing, coursing through the right one, right lane, glow in the face increases, glow in the skin increases. I need not have to buy expensive cream, what chemist warehouse selling or other places. Through the yoga, my glow, face is glowing, and hands, skin is glowing. Varna prasadam, swara saustam. The quality of your voice increases. Voice becomes deep. People aspire to hear that one. Sarasavastam, Varna Prasadam, Sarasavastam, and Mutri Purisha Alpam, your excretion becomes less. Bladder control. You start getting a control over your bladder and bowel movement. You get a control. Control your excretory organs. Mutra Purisha Alpam, Yoga Pravrtim Prathamam Vadanti. It is talking about one who has not taken a wrong exit in life. What yoga brings in you? You should, people, if people ask, why yoga? You tell about these qualities. So, if people know about these qualities, everyone says, yes, this is me. I want to do. Everyone wants to get this one. It is say not to take wrong exit. Why yoga? If you do yoga, you will get these qualities. And these qualities dawn on you for those who do not do the practice on a time-bound basis. I have done yoga for one term. It's done. It is not yoga sadhana. It's not, cannot be a time-bound. It's a lifelong commitment. Lifelong commitment, the practice to get into the Sushumna Nadi, the breathing through the nasal, alternate nasal breathing through the Ida and Pingala, harmonize through the left nostril breathing, right nostril, inhale through the right, exhale, Anuloma Viloma Pranayama, Nadi Shodhana Pranayama, helps in we getting connected with the Sushumna Nadi. Balance your feminine and masculine principle. Balance your negative and positive. We are negative charge and positive charge. We have to balance them. Negative and positive. And like electron, electron is negatively charged. Proton are the positively charged. And neutron is a balancing one. Neutron is like a Sushumna Nadi. Electrons, the orbit around the proton. Electrons are there. Electrons negatively charged, positively charged. Not too many, too much of negative, too much of positive. You have to, the neutron, neutral, central path. Yoga, I talked about. Yoga is for the central path. Come to the center, balance your personality through the Ida and Pingala Nadi breathing. Come to the center and do the sadhana, not as a time-bound sadhana. Then, in the company of a right teacher, you will be able to course through towards the destination without exiting through the wrong lane.